Good morning. You listen to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Jennifer Nye, who's a senior interior designer with Gensler out of Philadelphia. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm good. Good morning.
I wanted to talk to you. You're giving a NeoCon presentation, and it's around acoustics in the workplace, and I think it's called Redefining Acoustical Privacy, a Game of Jenga. It's on Tuesday, June the 14th at 1 p.m., so we'll just give a little preview. This is a very important topic. Before we get to it, though, let me just cover a little background. You did study at Philadelphia University. That's a great university, and you studied interior design. And you've been with Gensler for about a year. Most of the work you've done has been in Philadelphia. You must like living there.
I really do, yes. Mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate to work on a lot of headquarters projects here in the Philadelphia market. Really have a sense of what is driving workplace today, and acoustics in the workplace is a big part of that.
Yeah, well, I think the reason people hire design firms, especially a firm like Gensler, is because they need help. And they may come and say, you know, we want to increase the density, the number of employees we can put in a certain amount of square footage. And we're talking about going to this new fad, if you will, where there's not even panels. It's an open, collaborative office space. Talk a little bit about that trend and some of the pitfalls of that, if you would.
Well, sure. You know, you said open office, whether it's a fad, and I would say that it's probably not a fad. I think it's a trend, and the trend is more towards an open office environment. At Gensler, we really focus ourselves on looking at the workplace in four modes of work. Mm-hmm. We look at the focus efforts. We also look at collaboration. Then you also spend some time with learning and socialization. We see that most of people are spending the majority of their day in a focus or collaboration work mode, and that really we have to develop the workplace to support those two themes as the major part of their workday. You know, with the open environment, we understand that there are going to be distractions and there are ways to work differently. And it's our job to understand the client and also to provide a workplace that provides the balance of the focus and the collaboration spaces. And the planning needs to support that to be able to give people the privacy that they need.
Okay, so there's certain times in the day when an employee needs to be collaborative, and there's other times when they need to be focused and perhaps pensive and strategic around their workflow. How do you go in and out of that?
Well, we look to our planning and try to strategize locations for focus rooms, specifically focus rooms, and also huddle spaces, and the positioning of the workplace in its adjacencies to other social spaces, conference zones, or open pantries or open collaborative. And so we really need to give people that choice within the workplace and to provide them the options to go to those different places.
All right. And with today's cell phones, there's no office telephone that you have to move around. And with wireless laptops, you don't have to worry about all the wiring that goes with that. So people just move around based on what they're doing for the day. Is that right?
You know, we're seeing that. We are seeing people being able to have the choice to work where they want to work, and they're enabled to because they're not tethered to technology anymore. So we need to give them a variety of spaces. We need to give them tools at those different places to be able to support the collaboration or the heads-down work. But, you know, one key thing is that we also have to look to the company and the organization to provide policy. You can't just provide a workplace and expect people to know how to use it exactly their first day. So we have to talk to them about it, and we have to give them the policies that help them to be able to curate the space to work the way that they need it to work.
All right. Now, your talk is around acoustics. Talk specifically around things that can be done to improve the work environment as it relates to acoustics.
As you mentioned, the presentation is called A Game of Jenga. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who know the game of Jenga, it's about the building blocks. And you pull pieces out, and they build the tower, and you get that tower higher and higher. But if you pull too many pieces out, tower falls. So acoustics is also that. We look at that the same way as the game of Jenga, because there are certain elements that you can do with acoustics and the planning that start to build this foundation. There are certain things that you can pull out, but there has to be other pieces to maintain that tower and that structure. And so we have a few case studies that we're going to talk about during our presentation. We need to focus ourselves on what are the drivers for speech privacy? What does it mean to that particular client? And what are the client expectations? What is their budget? What kinds of noise levels? And what is their expectation for how that workplace is going to feel? Those types of things all take into account how we will design this workplace for them to be optimal performance.
Jennifer, most of my listeners are, you know, focused in flooring, and we see some beautiful office spaces because we do some design contests, and we see polished concrete, you know, with concrete ceilings, and we go, wow. So there's a lot that can be done with floor covering that helps in this area, right?
Absolutely. In some of the strategies that we're looking at, we see a lot of clients who want to have that open ceiling. And one of our first recommendations is for that absorption that we would suggest that there is carpet. Mm-hmm. Perhaps there is some sound masking to that. It's about the orientation of the work settings and trying to give people looking in different directions so their voices aren't all traveling in the same direction at each other. Okay. So flooring is, and your floor choices are definitely a very important factor in looking at the overall acoustics in the workplace.
What are some other solutions when it comes to interior finishes?
You know, we're looking at wall finishes. Mm-hmm. We're looking at ceiling finishes. Work settings, the type of furniture, and trying to create, it's not necessarily that everything has to be absorptive, everything has to be soft. It's about giving that balance and sound an opportunity to either to bounce off of something and be absorbed into something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also opportunities for sound masking, and sometimes the HVAC plays a role into how much that sound is buffered in the workplace.
So you're talking about like white noise generation, right?
Exactly, a white noise system, but sometimes the poor man's a version of that is the HVAC system may be a little tuned a little bit louder, and you might hear a little bit of that hum. And that's something that is a part of the everyday workplace, and that actually could be a good thing.
Another solution that I think some people come up with are noise-canceling earbuds, right?
People do use them. It again goes back to the culture. Uh-huh. If you are okay with people having that heads down time and putting that headphone on, and that's supported in your culture, then that's okay. Sometimes people want to have their employees working in the open office because they want to be able to have them hear the dialogue of others and learn from others, and that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're going to give this presentation, and it's got two case studies in it, so that I guess there's some key takeaways from that. I actually plan to attend. I look forward to going to it. Again, it's Tuesday, June the 14th at 1 p.m. You've picked two case studies. Why did you pick those two?
Well, these are projects that Gensler and Cerami have collaborated on, and each of them have a range of solutions to a problem. And there's different approaches that we looked at in solving that problem for each client. And in the game of Jenga, there's not one way to solve it. And we'd like to be able to share the different opportunities and solutions with the group to be able to show a wide variety of options.
Okay, you mentioned Cerami. You're doing this in conjunction with Victoria Cerami. What is her expertise?
She is the CEO for Cerami Associates. They are an acoustical and audiovisual engineering firm located in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And we love partnering with them on many projects for their expertise in both arenas.
All right, Jennifer, look forward to your presentation. Again, thanks for spending time with us. Again, been talking to Jennifer Nye, a senior interior designer with Gensler in Philadelphia, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.